This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Turn it up. Let's go.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Their reaction was...
Was what?
Oh, crap.
Yeah. No, that's your interpretation. How should Michigan have reacted to Alabama being announced as their opponent?
Earlier on the show, ESPN college football analyst Robert Griffin III, Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel, Fox Sports college football insider Bruce Feldman. Coming up, comedian Stavros Halkias. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Bruce Feldman just left our midst, and we also had a great chat with Mike McDaniel of the Miami Dolphins head coaching staff. He's just a staff of one. And hour number one, we had a great chat as well with Robert Griffin III. If you missed any of that, guess what? We're about to re-air right here on the Rich Eisen Show on the Roku channel. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial to have a conversation with us here on the show. Mike McDaniel was just delightful. I just love talking strategies and his coaching philosophy. And he was very deep and eloquent, as always, about Tyreek Hill and what Tyreek Hill has been doing in the last 2 years to raise his game and be the guy that we see. It's not just him rolling the footballs out and just running track speed. And then Bruce Feldman was talking about how Florida State should have made it in his estimation. I know that a lot of you out there push back on that. He also said that if Alabama wins the Rose Bowl, then folks will say, see, Florida State shouldn't have made it. And for those who feel that Florida State being excluded is what's wrong with college football, I pointed out that means Michigan is fighting for what's right about college football and the Rose Bowl. And Brockman, I think, took umbrage with that. You didn't say a word, TJ. You just let that one go.
I was trying to take that in, man. But you're a real American, right, for the rights of
every
man.
Yes, sir.
Right, for what's right, I think
that entire last half hour was proving that on the program.
When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside.
That's what I'm saying.
You finally got that, Chris?
No, I mean, I was going to let you just finish it off.
Stavros Halkias, the comedian, is in studio. He'll be joining us in about 18 minutes' time. His new Netflix special, Fat Rascal, is available on Netflix, and it's on Roku right here. Netflix is on the Roku portal.
Yeah, it is.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. Mike McCarthy is going... under the knife today, an emergency appendectomy.
Jeez.
And acute appendicitis. Mm. And he is going to be fine, I guess, in terms of.
Yeah, Dan Quinn was saying, Mike came up to him today and was like, man, I think my stomach kind of hurts. Went and got checked out by the docs. Boom, surgery.
And he's supposed to be released tonight, and he thinks he's going to be coaching Sunday.
Wild.
So here's what we're going to do. And I think we have a few days to do this. Once we find out, again, an appendicitis, this should be lickety-split. He'll be fine, and it's all good in the hood. But we need to, once we understand that he's fine, come up with which member of the sports media, if the Cowboys lose, will point out that McCarthy was a better play caller with his appendix. Who is the most likely member of the sports media to do that?
Well, Skip is a Cowboys fan, so that's kind of...
But he capes for him.
He's the one seed there.
Well, you got to go with a Cowboy hater.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a fan.
Who would be the guy to basically, or lady, to come out and say, you know what?
I don't think that's...
Blame McCarthy's appendix.
I don't think that's ridiculous enough for Stephen A. to jump on.
No.
I don't think he would do that. That's a good question. Hey. Somebody's going to do it.
Look, we've got days to find out.
I'll be your Huckleberry if you need me to.
I was about to say, I might be looking at him.
You know what I mean?
You'll be my
if you need me.
I don't want you to become a troll. I don't want you to do that.
No, and I
you're not that guy.
I don't believe that either, but I mean, I will for the good of the program.
But it's not the, but that, it shouldn't be on this program. This is the program that should point out that sort of nonsense.
Okay, good. Good, because I don't want to do it.
Well, you know, Chris wants to lean towards that type of
I don't
behavior,
want to do it.
You know, feels he owes it to people.
Yeah, I owe it to him. To do
that sounds like Judge Smales, yeah, right?
Exactly.
I owed it to him.
Didn't want to do it.
I caught it.
Didn't want to do it.
I felt I owed it.
Owed it to him.
Nice. Looks good on you, though.
No, thanks.
other news, the Vikings have announced Josh Dobbs as the guy, the Pastronaut. Let's go.
Did you order our hats, by the way?
I did not.
See,
I knew it. You know what? Orbit.
By the way,
you promised.
You know what? Here's the thing: is Susie's always all over me about when something comes up. You know, do it that second
because you'll forget.
Yes.
Oh, I'm the same way. Yeah, yeah.
You got to do it that second.
I got to do it now, or I won't do it.
Well,
or I'm just going to forget about it. There's too much going on.
Here's my problem, and that's what I think. You know, I think Susie's going to do the show in a couple weeks when I'm going to do the Steelers and the Colts game. You can ask her. If you should ever do a she should do a top five things that annoy that I do that annoy her the most.
Only five.
Let me write this.
Stop. I don't want it to be a power ranking.
We only have 3 hours, Chris.
I don't want it to be a power ranking.
Sorry.
But, you know, I think because what I do is I know I should do it on the spot. Just don't want
to. Yeah, I'll get to it.
I'll get to it. Yeah. And then I forget.
Uh-huh.
That happened last night. I forgot to turn on the crock pot with the overnight oats.
Oh.
And I was told, turn it on. I don't think I turned it on. Thelma's like, I don't think I turned it on. I forgot to do it, and this morning the kids did not have their oats.
Oh, man.
Rich.
That's the equivalent.
Which is where this best dad ever sign is,
starting to fade, like back
like
to the future.
Future.
That's the equivalent
Polaroid.
When your mom tells you to thaw out the chicken and you don't do it.
Right.
And she comes home and the chicken's still in the freezer.
I did not order the hats, and I knew when Josh Dobbs is saying, I'll send you some hats. When he was on our Zoom, you raise money for charity with the hats. Am I going to say, sure, we'll take four.
Yeah.
No, like I'll go and get them. And then I knew when I said that, I better do that today. And here we are 2 weeks later.
No hats.
No hats.
No hats and no cap.
No cap. No oats.
You capped about the caps.
No, nothing. Yeah.
But hey, he's back as a starter,
hey.
So there's more time to get the hats.
Rich, you got
to
stand on business and get those hats.
Nice.
On business.
You got to stand on business.
Yeah.
And then there's this news. The Jets have turned back to Zach Wilson.
Oof.
Hey.
Back in the New York group.
How do you say,
Zach,
you know, bless Robert Solomon. How do you say to him, listen.
Listen.
We were looking for a spark from Tim Boyle.
Didn't get it.
We got released yesterday.
That's not funny.
We know. We were looking for a spark from Tim Boyle.
I'm sure Tim's a great guy.
And it didn't happen. And now we got to turn back to you because, you know, it's kind of like that moment in Officer and a Gentleman. We got nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
You know, don't give me my DOR. Zach, you want to give us a DOR? Like, you know, you don't want to do it. I don't blame him. You want to go out there after everybody else showed I was actually pretty damn good to give you points? We scored points. We got first downs, man.
Yeah.
And again, what if Zach's been told these are your last games with as being a Jet because, you know, you don't want to be here anymore and if we're running it back with Aaron next year, there is no way you're the backup. No way. No way. Because they're running it back with Aaron next year. No chance they're going to just run it back
point
like that.
Zero.
No chance. So.
Always funny.
God bless him. He had to tell Zach, you're the guy. And this is what he told the media about the decision.
How did you come to the decision to reinsert Zach?
Zach gives us our best chance to win. Giving him another opportunity to go prove that.
How did that conversation go when you told him?
He was good. He's fired up. Like I said on Monday, he came into my office. He wants the ball. And he's excited about getting this opportunity to finish the season strong.
So is he your starter the rest of the year, no matter what?
God willing.
That's a great question.
He's a religious man, so.
Hey, football gods are like saying, okay, please. Robert, willing. We're able. You see what we did to Rogers Achilles? You see what we please. Football gods ready to pounce. Football gods sitting there going, please. If you don't think Trevor Siemian's getting some significant action over the next 5 weeks, you're out of your mind. Brett Rippon may go too.
Let it rip.
All right, now we're done on that subject matter. In terms of heckling.
Oh.
It is that
time.
It's Wednesday.
Oh.
We love this.
It's Wednesday. I'm glad you love it.
Here we go.
Because I love it. Here we go. Power rankings. Hit it.
This is mine.
Power rankings.
There are many like it, but this one is mine.
Power rankings.
Yes, it is. Entering week 14. Rubber is meeting the road. You could see the light at the end of the tunnel. And number 10 on this list, new to the list, are the Green Bay Packers.
Hey,
you bet they're playing like a top-tier team. You bet they've got the pass rush and the passer and the running game with A.J. Dillon, and let's get Aaron Jones back there and these young kids who need name tags who are absolutely all available in your fantasy league. You want to stream a wide receiver, roll the dice. You want a Green Bay Packer. They're at 6-6. They're the 7th seed going into New York. And guess what? Jordan Love. Okay, Wink. You keep on blitzing, coming off the bus.
Keep on blitzing.
You go. They're on the list. And I almost made them 9 because I really feel I'm into them. But number 9 on my list are the Houston Texans, up one spot from 10-9. Okay.
Not even in the playoff picture.
Here's what's happening. A winnable game on the road. The Texans should beat the Jets. They should. They've got the defense to disturb an offense that is points challenged. And they've got the kid. They've got a number 2 overall quarterback who's playing lights out. And I can't wait to see C.J. Stroud in New York and see what the Houston Texans can do. They should be 8-5 by the end of the weekend. Let's see how they do it. Number 8, down one spot, are the Jacksonville Jaguars. I still think that they are a top-tier team, and I can only hope Trevor Lawrence comes back. And you're welcome, Florida, Duval County, because if I was the college football playoff committee, you'd be out. But I'm not. These are games still to be played. That is a very proud defense. Had Brandon McManus actually not missed a field goal the second that Trevor Lawrence went down and started limping off the field, they'd have won that game, I believe, on Monday night. They'd be 9-3, a 1 seed in the AFC, and way higher on my power rankings list than 8, up one spot to 7. Their defense is frightening me, I'm not going to lie. But the Detroit Lions are still better than most. They still won 75% of their games. They still have a terrific offense that can be short-circuited, unfortunately for them, and has proven to be short-circuitable over the last 3 weeks. The defense is highly suspect and is freaking me out as somebody who's been caping for the Honolulu Blues since week 1. At Chicago, their last outdoor game of the year. Everything's at either home or inside a dome elsewhere for the Lions. That should bode well for them. They're 7th on the list. Number 6, down 2 spots out of the top 5. I don't know if they've been out of the top 5 all year long, but the Chiefs are there right now. I have put them 6. They are 8-4. They are inconsistent in ways we're not used to seeing them. Things are so crazy that Travis Kelce is Mr. Perfectly Okay. You know? I don't know what's up with him and why he's not able to spring free. You think he's hurt. I think it's the lack of other weapons, personally. Let's go Rashee Rice, even though you're going against me in fantasy this week. Let's see you.
Where's Sky Moore? Somebody.
Well,
Tony.
I mean, you heard earlier this week that which guest came on? I think it was Chris Long. He's just like, he ain't it.
Yeah.
So the Chiefs still are a top 6 team in the league.
I think that's a good spot.
Number 5, up one spot, are Mike McDaniel's Dolphins.
The 1 seed is 5?
The 1 seed is 5.
The disrespect is real.
Maybe so. You know, I didn't ask McDaniel about the narrative because, you know, about who have they really beaten. But still, I need to see it at some point. And I think, TJ, if they played your Cowboys right now, mm-hmm. I think they'd be in trouble because that's an offense that's going point for point. And certainly if Miami's going to Dallas – I think the Dallas Cowboys would beat them. And that's why they're 4 on my power ranking, up 1. I haven't had Cowboys this high in a while.
Well, you're finally getting it right.
I know. Well, I mean, we'll see what happens this week because, you know, the only other teams that they've beaten above 500 are only one game above 500 when they saw them, 6-5 Seattle and 1-0 New York Jets.
Oh, don't feed into that.
I'm just going to tell you, here comes Philadelphia, and let's not step out of bounds. Let's get the knee on the other side of the goal, you know, of the I guess, one-inch line.
Yeah, or maybe let's not let our tight end get tackled before he even attempts to catch
the ball. 9-3 Dallas. Can't wait for Sunday. Here we go!
Here we go!
Number 3, no change. Coming off the bye, I've got the Ravens. I just love them. I love what they're doing. And they are right now my highest-ranked AFC team on this list. I know they're not. They're tied with the team that's got the one seed in a tie break over the Ravens right now. That would be a hell of an AFC championship game, wouldn't it? Miami and Baltimore? Because you remember, that was the one where last year, Lamar played 3 great quarters, and then all of a sudden we learned that the McDaniel offense with Tua and Tyreek can boat race people out of nowhere.
Yep.
That was the first time we got a clear indication what's being cooked in South Florida.
Indeed.
But the Ravens are number 3 on the list. Number 2 on the list, down one spot, are the Eagles. I still can't take them any lower than that.
Makes sense.
I still got them number 2. And then number 1, clear number 1. I mean, clear numero uno. Are the San Francisco 49ers.
Come on now. You're right.
That's my boy on the screen. Look at Brock Purdy.
Oh, your youngest son
honestly,
is up there.
Like right there.
Making
look at him.
Proud.
Keep that up. With that winter cap and the ball on the top of that winter cap, and his face is so red. He looks like one of those claymation figures we're going to see soon in like 3 weeks with Burl Ives singing like Silver and Gold, right? Doesn't he look like that? Doesn't he look like that? He's got fangs, baby.
He just wants to be a dentist?
You know what he's going to be? You know what he's going to be? You know what he's like? He's like a gremlin, you know, with water.
Don't feed after midnight.
Coming for your jugular.
Careful.
That's an 80s reference for all you millennial Niner fans out there.
Go watch Gremlins. Great movie.
Yep.
Not with the kids.
No.
San Francisco 49ers lead my power rankings. There you have it. Entering week 14. I didn't hear a lot of heckling.
No, it's actually a good list.
I think you kind of have it.
Yeah, it's a good list.
You kind of have it. I don't know.
I don't heckle you too much anymore.
I don't know who you could have put on there.
You know what? You play the nice guy really well, TJ.
Well, you know, I got mine out early.
But the Cowboys being 4.
I can't.
I don't know the last time I had him that high.
Colts are ahead of the Texans in the playoff standings.
I get it.
You know, you could have had, but you already had Houston last week, so I think it's a good list.
Well, just call it the Boo Corrigan and me. They got a backup in Indianapolis, so I kicked him out.
Who's been playing all year?
I understand that, but there's one guy who's the starter. You know.
This team puts up points.
I know. And he played for a Power 5 conference.
Right.
You know.
Led the nation in passing.
Yeah, Gardner got kicked out of a Power 5 conference to go to the one that just broke up. You know what I mean?
I understand. Good list.
Thank you. You couldn't just leave it. You couldn't leave it alone.
You started it.
I did.
Yeah. You did. Right?
Game time tickets.
Oh, yeah.
Put it on your phone, on your mobile device, and go seek it out immediately. It's so easy to buy tickets. Just 2 taps, boom, you got tickets to any sports, music, comedy, theater event near you or on the road. If you are traveling, so many of you are about to travel with your family, with your sweetheart for the rest of this December and maybe over the new year. Maybe you're coming out here to watch Michigan wind up fighting for all that's right in college football on behalf of America. You might want to see something around here in Los Angeles. Game Time's got you covered. All-in prices show your total up front. That's my favorite part about it. So you know you're getting a great deal before you even check out. The guesswork, take it out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create an account, redeem the code RICH, $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last-minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Stavros is coming out here. The great Stavros Halkias is going to be bringing Ronnie and the Ravens and all that from Baltimore coming out here. Rich Eisen here. If you love football as much as we do here and want to be in the game every day, there's something the guys on my show have been enjoying.
Prize Picks Daily Fantasy Sports, the number one daily fantasy sports app. Brockman, tell everybody about Prize Picks and your strategy this season.
Rich, it's fun and easy. Pick two players or more based on their stats and place your entry. It takes less than 60 seconds and just a few taps. You make your picks and boom, you're part of the action. With basketball season here, you can now pick combo projections across football and basketball from the Specials League, a league created specifically for combo projections that includes two or more players from different sports and leagues. Prize Picks even has a reboot policy where your entries stay in play if one of your players gets injured. For basketball and football games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player is rebooted. Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy sports platform with insurance for injury. I love Prize Picks because it adds to my game time experience. Look, looking ahead this week, NFL, Jahmyr Gibbs, total yards, Tony Pollard rush yards. Boom, that's a winner.
If you're eager to test your knowledge and skills, play the game enjoyed by millions and join the Prize Picks community. Visit prizepicks.com/pigskin and use code pigskin for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code pigskin at prizepicks.com/pigskin for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy made easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.
We have something called Celebrity True or False, if you wouldn't mind letting us know if some of these things are true or false. Spent 7 years living in Greece as a teenager. Is that a true story?
Yeah, that's true. That is true. I went to high school. I graduated high school there. My dad was with the American Embassy when I was a kid. We were actually in Beirut, Lebanon, and the war got evacuated from Beirut to Athens, Greece, and my dad got reassigned to the embassy there and was there for actually 6 years, not seven.
No kidding. So are you fluent in Greek? Are you?
Xeris Ligo Ellenica.
Was that, what did you just say?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. No, I said I speak a little Greek, but you know, my wife and I took our kids over there a few years ago, and I definitely got yelled at by a few people when I was in, you know, trying to overextend my command of the language, but I could get around.
Well, you know, if it doesn't if it has nothing to do with Giannis these days, a sport, a Tetekumpo, we have no idea as a sports about whether you were talking Greek or not, unless we don't hear that name. Can you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't
right
even
now.
Know right now what I'm talking
well,
about.
What do you mean?
Giannis, the NBA player.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Well, yeah, Giannis, that's John, as you know. Giannis is John, just so you know.
Actually, I did not know that.
Yeah, Giannis. Giannis is George. Giannis is John.
So he's John Antetokounmpo?
That's right. That's right.
I had no idea. So if we,
I don't think you're telling the truth.
I swear I am. Yeah, for sure. Giannis, absolutely.
So should I just call him Johnny A from now on?
From now on, you can.
Johnny A, my guy from the Bucks, Johnny A.
I'm like a Wikipedia page for you.
You are right now.
I mean, how have you guys survived on the show all these years without me?
Well, I just got to, we got to get you on more. Happy 29th birthday to Johnny A. Hey, it is Giannis's 29th birthday
today, man.
Oh, man. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, part of our live Roku stream. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger. It supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. And right here on Roku, you can catch the new Netflix comedy special, Fat Rascal, starring our guest in studio right here on the Rich Eisen Show, Stavvy Baby himself, Stavros Halkias. Good to see you, sir. How are you?
Thanks for having me, Rich. I'm pumped.
I just need to describe for our radio audience, what color tracksuit are we wearing today?
Maroon,
what do we
got? A nice maroon number, a tasteful white stripe down the sides.
Okay.
Nothing too showy.
I know. You're on the Roku channel
right
now, but so Where are we right now? Is that a 40% down that you've zipped?
I would say
you don't have a shirt on underneath.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't. I didn't know how chilly the studio was going to be.
Oh, it is chilly here.
Yeah,
yeah,
it is cold in here. Yes.
I would have put another layer on.
We call that, you know, I wear sometimes quarter zips. We'll call this a half Kreischer. Right? Is that what that is? Right.
You're in
a
half Kreischer? It's Giannis's birthday.
It is right? Giannis's birthday.
I got to come out looking Greek. Kronia pola, Yanni. There you go.
What did you say?
Happy birthday, Johnny.
Okay, Johnny A.
He's the best. So yeah, I had to Greek it up on his birthday. We hit the top five on Netflix. Everything's looking up for
Congrats,
Greece.
By the way.
Maybe the economy's awesome. Coming back next.
Congratulations.
Thanks,
on
dude.
That.
Appreciate it.
How did you get started?
I just didn't ever want to do a real job. And I was 19 and it was like, let's just go do an open mic in a dorm. And
in a dorm where?
UMBC, the University of Maryland, Baltimore County.
Yeah, the great 16 seed of all
That's
16
right.
seeds.
Oh, yeah.
So you're a UMBC guy?
I'm a UMBC alum, and I can't stay. What's the team that won this year or last year, the other 16 seed?
From Jersey? St. Peter.
They completely stole. We had... Do you know how sick it was to be UMBC? It was like 2 years where we got to be the cool 16 seed that beat Virginia.
Well, I think there was a St. Peter's as a 15. Who was the 16?
No,
there
was a 16.
Beat?
It was F.
Fairleigh Dickinson.
Oh, Fairleigh Dickinson.
Yeah, Fairleigh Dickinson.
They're muscling in on your action.
It's unbelievable, dude. We got 2 years. Nobody knows us. We're the lesser University of Maryland. We don't even get a real mascot. Our mascot is the Chesapeake Bay Retriever. We don't even get the Golden Retriever. We have a secondary retriever. We win something, and then... Some school from Jersey completely has to stab us in the back. It's brutal. But we had a nice run, and Virginia, you know, beating the number one team was awesome. But yeah,
Fairleigh you Dickinson. Are like you're the first, and you're going to be the only forever.
It'll never happen again.
And boom,
ridiculous.
Dickinson muscles in on you.
Yeah, Fairleigh Dickinson can suck eggs, as far as I'm concerned.
I don't blame you. That's an appropriate reaction.
Yeah.
So okay, so you're on UMBC.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
What seed were you that night as the comic?
I was not looking good.
You were 12 seed? You were dominant?
I would say 12 seed.
Because those can win. Those,
exactly.
Those scare the 5 seeds all the time.
No, that was easy. That was in a dorm room. Everybody's, everyone's stoned, just hanging out, It's not a very high bar. Those jokes were brutal. If I somewhere I probably have a note.
Okay.
Of those jokes. They're real. I couldn't say any of them on air for sure. Not clever, not good, but...
good enough to keep going.
Good enough to feed the delusion, and then I go and do a bunch of open mic. My second open mic was at a seafood restaurant in College Park, Maryland.
All right. That's University of Maryland.
Yeah, you're moving up the college charts.
Okay.
It's just one of those things where I was in college, and I was like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to go to work. I don't want to have to wake up or listen to anyone or do anything, basically. That's boring. So I was like, let me just get drunk with my friends, do 5 minutes of jokes about some of my shortcomings. I won't be specific on which ones. Again, we're on the air right now, Rich.
But please. Well, I do have your calendar that you were able to give me right
That's
here.
That's right.
There it is. There you are. That's Stabby Baby 2024.
Yes.
A calendar for a sexy new year.
Yep. I do tasteful nudes.
I can't show.
Are there any other kind?
I can't even say the names of the months.
Oh, no.
They are puns.
I can't even say the names of the months or show the photographs associated with the months. I'm on. Here you are. I can't show what the month of Munch is. I can't say April. I can say May, but not the parenthetical after it.
May he see something. We won't say
I can't
what.
Say. I mean, and there's horny July. I guess I can say.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm going.
Yeah, that's fine.
Can't say what this is.
No, I don't think you can say. Wow.
Can't
I never...
say that. Can't say. can't say the month of October.
No, but you guys can guess. It rhymes.
I can't
with something.
Go.
Sure,
I can't. No, oh, my yeah, God, uh-huh. No.
What about December? We're in the month of December.
None of it. I can't show
can't
any of it,
December.
And I can barely say any of it. So getting the idea.
There's a little cheek in there. That's true.
That's very cheeky.
Yeah, very it cheeky. Is. Very cheeky.
And there's a lot of crack. Yeah. That is whack. Okay.
That's right.
All right. So then, when did you get your big break? When did that happen?
I don't. It's like comedy's a thing where it's like, definitely this year has been crazy. Where it was like the last year, I don't know what happened. I just started posting, you know, everyone likes short videos. I kind of withheld from being like a, you know, TikTok. I thought I was a purist, you know. I was like, I'm not going to be one of these hacks posting short crowd work clips. And then no one would buy my special 2 years ago. And I was like, well, I'm going to have to put this out by myself. Maybe these hacks are onto something, yes. You know? And so
with this TikTok
with
thing.
With TikTok and everything. And so I held out. I was like, no, it's just going to be material. I'm going to write jokes and I'm going to post new jokes every day. And then that lasted 5 days. And I was like, this is way too much work. And I just had a backlog of old shows I'd recorded.
Yes.
I was trying to get a Comedy Central half hour at the time and didn't get that. But I had a bunch of old. And I did a little crowd work just to, you know, just to show that I'm a human being, just to relate to, not show that I'm not like a robot. And I very desperately hired a friend of mine who worked at a bad media job. And I was like, you want to just look through my old shows and see if there's anything that we might be able to post? And just got lucky, man. I mean, really, I don't know. That's the thing. What my big break is, I think, hopefully it's now. Hopefully it's this special with Netflix. But just the internet, man. Shout out to the internet.
Hey, man. I mean, Bert Kreischer told one whole thing about the machine.
And yeah.
Obviously, you know, that placed accelerant on what was going on with him.
Absolutely.
Stavros Halki is here on the Rich Eisen Show. You're from Baltimore.
From Baltimore.
Now, tell me about your character, Ronnie.
Yes.
What do you got? What's the genesis of Ronnie here? What do we have?
Well, Ronnie, have you ever spent any time in Maryland and in Baltimore?
Well, it's Balmer, isn't it?
Yeah, Balmer.
And the O's, right?
Oh, yeah. You ever been down Balmer? Yeah, Rich, how come the Ravens only number three, yeah? Okay, plus
my power
number
rankings?
One.
Right.
Yeah. Number one should have been the Ravens. Number two, Browns, now that they signed Flacco. That's what should have been a rankings. He looked good, Rich. Oh, my God, Flacco looked good.
I feel like I should start shopping at a Wawa.
That's
just
Philly,
listening to you right now.
Royal Farms.
Oh, there was a Wawa in Baltimore when I was there.
No, they're encroaching.
No.
You got to be a Royal Farms guy. Best gas station fried chicken.
So I screwed that up.
All right, buddy.
So, no, it's all right. We'll move on.
We'll bounce back.
No, but so obviously you're a diehard Raven fan.
I love the Ravens. They're so good this year.
So did you go to, like, O's games and,
I went
and
to
Memorial,
O's games.
And more Memorial Stadium?
I missed Memorial Stadium. I did. I got to play on in M&T because I went to Baltimore Polytechnic Institute. And our big, like, rival was the Poly City game. And they would, and you got to play your, you know, it goes back like 100 years.
Yes.
And I have been, this time for me to come clean. My name was read over the loudspeakers. They said, I played nose tackle, easiest position. You don't have to learn anything. Just push the guy in front of you. It was awesome. I was too dumb for plays.
Right.
Even which gap. And they said my name. They're like, Halkius with the sack. And everybody was clapping. My family was proud of me. I will admit right now, the guy just got the wrong number. I wasn't even on the field. I wasn't even on the field, and they said my name, and I was like, nice.
Oh, man.
Sounds like almost like Rudy, right?
Yeah.
It's like he actually came up with the sack?
Yeah. Right? No, I wasn't even in the game, but yeah, it was awesome.
Are you serious? You weren't even on the field?
I wasn't on the field, dude. I was on the sidelines, and I heard my name, and people were cheering, and I had to, like, shrink down so people wouldn't see that my friends in the stands wouldn't see
so
that I wasn't on the field.
Glory moment in, for football at M&T Bank is when you were misidentified by the public address announcer.
It's like a monkey paw wish where it's like, I want to have a sack on the Ravens stadium. And it's like, you think you're going to be play for the Ravens? No, you're going to be a second string defensive tackle. And the guy reading is not going to be paying. The guy on the PA is not going to be paying attention. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, I do love the Ravens, and we're great. We're awesome this year.
You're damn straight. You are.
Lamar rules. I'm so happy that he's, you know, I feel like just because he got hurt, which is like, this is football. Everybody gets hurt. Everybody has to, you know, bounce back. But I don't think he was getting enough credit. I think he was getting looked over a lot, and it's great to see. And I feel like it's just starting to click because we didn't really support him. I don't know how you feel, but it's like, I don't think the Ravens took advantage of the rookie contract of Lamar. I don't think they put enough weapons around him.
Well, what they did was is we saw what he looked like in 2019.
Right.
Right. And I think we thought it would just be easy to replicate it, maybe from fans, obviously. I'm sure Harbaugh and the rest of the staff there is like, get out of here.
Right.
But These are absolutely the best weapons he's ever had.
Yeah.
You know, and now of course, now Mark Andrews goes down. I do hope he does come back.
I hope so.
Because with all of that together in this defense, Roquan Smith is exactly he was born to be a Raven.
It was when that trade happened, it was like,
yeah.
I was like, this is incredible. This is going to change things.
It's on brand.
It's completely on brand. We really needed him. And I also feel like him being there just made Queen better too. Like this just became an incredible, it's like he lifted up everybody else. Right. And he's perfect. And our secondary, you got to hand it to those guys who just kind of like, out of nowhere, became a great unit.
Well, that Kyle Hamilton is a unicorn.
He's incredible.
He is a unicorn.
Yeah,
and you know, in the making. Yeah. So yeah, I'm with you, man.
Yeah.
I'm totally, 100%. So is there? It's Baltimore Polytechnic. Is that what it is?
Baltimore Polytechnic Institute.
So
that's
did
right.
you Baltimore Poly? So did you create the Baltimore Polytechnic Institute pipeline to UMBC?
I don't think
did you
so.
Create that?
No, the reason
we
did
it. We call it the Stavros pipeline.
Yeah.
I'm directly.
You know what? Just like that sack, I'm going to take credit for that.
You
even
should.
Though I didn't do it.
You should.
Yeah. Yes, Rich, I did, as a matter
well
of fact.
Well done.
No one had ever been on, no one ever gone before me.
So you're going to be performing at the Bell House in Brooklyn on the 17th of December. Then you're going to Dallas at the Majestic Theater. Detroit, the Fillmore in Detroit, and then Grand Rapids, Michigan right after that in February.
That's right. The tail end of the tour, I got, these are makeup shows.
Okay.
I got COVID 2 months ago, which is so embarrassing to get it now. You know what I mean? It's like a late, it's like being in last year's fashion. You know what I mean? Getting COVID now, but I had to miss those shows. So we're making those up. And
that's
then
good.
In Brooklyn, I'm performing, I'm hosting, and I'm producing my friend JP McDade special. That's those dates. And so come out. Those are going to be awesome.
Okay.
But yeah, just the specials really, go on Netflix, watch that, whoever, if you're listening. And I'm really pumped for that. And, you know, we got a lot of stuff.
Absolutely.
I'll be doing Ronnie reaction videos after every Ravens game.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
After every game.
So do you want to predict?
Yes.
As Ronnie, can we put,
as Ronnie,
here's
yeah.
what we can, let's do the rest of the Ravens season.
Oh,
let's
yeah.
get, okay.
Okay.
We'll get the, here's what we've got the schedule for you.
Perfect.
We'll put it up on the screen. I'll go week by week.
I love it.
And then Ronnie will tell me how it's going to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here
we go. Let's give him some music right here as well. All right. Ronnie from Balmer.
Oh, yeah.
The home game coming off the bye against the Rams. What happens?
I would say the Ravens win by 42 points and Matthew Stafford's knees explode.
Okay. That's number one,
yes.
week 14. So now you're 10-3 at the Jacksonville Jaguars on a Sunday night.
Jacksonville Jaguars. The Ravens win by, I would say, 38 points. Trevor Lawrence retires early due to what the defense has done to him.
Okay, very good.
Shaves his head, too.
That means he's coming back,
which
would be great.
He's going to come back, but it'll be his last game.
Okay, very good. Just only to be retired. What
to
a
be
sad
retired.
Story. 11-3 at the 49ers on a by the way, this is Christmas night.
Okay.
So Santa will be all over the place. How will you spend Christmas, Ronnie?
I will actually be watching the game on my phone, and I will be breaking in and stealing Christmas presents from my neighbors. That's what I'll be doing.
While they're watching
while
the game.
While they're watching
so
the
you
game.
You'll be watching the game. You'll be actually using the game to try and rob your neighbors?
So here's the thing, Rich. I will be having, I actually logged on to my grandma's internet, and I use her Sling TV. And so I will be watching the game off my cousin's phone.
Okay.
But I will be I will be breaking in and taking you know, Xboxes and stuff like that.
And of course, but it'll so be B&E and then a W.
It will be a B&E and a W, exactly. And Brock Purdy will also retire and he will never play football again.
Okay, then next up, they are now, 12-3 taking on the Dolphins.
Yeah, so at the Dolphins, I'm actually going to sneak into the Miami Dolphins locker room, and I'm going to put poison inside of Mike McDonald's vape, and he will take a really big cloud, and he will be throwing up everywhere. He'll forget all his plays. The Ravens are going to win 100-3.
Okay, very good.
100-3.
Oh, we won't hold you to the score. It's okay.
Yeah.
And then lastly, wow, this would be incredible to go for a 14-3 season home for the Steelers.
Right. So what's going to happen here, Rich, without question, is actually the Ravens are going to win this game so much that the Pittsburgh, I call them the some elseburg squealers. Okay.
Oh.
They will actually be dissolved as an organization due to the beating that they take. Kenny only throws pickets. He will retire as well. And the again, the Steelers will move. They'll become they will move to Las Vegas.
Wow.
They will become the Las Vegas gamblers.
There we go. That's quite a prediction. Ronnie from Ballmer predicting the rest of
We're going to the Super Bowl, baby.
Predicting the Ravens' final games.
I love it.
Stavros, thank you for coming on, brother.
Thanks for having me, dude.
Check out, again, Fat Rascal, available on Netflix right here on Roku. Stavros Halkias, check him out. At Stavvy, there's two Vs in that baby. And at StavvyBaby2 on Instagram. Check out everything from Stavros. We're back with more to finish up this show in a moment.
All right.
Stacking Benjamins with Joe and his good friend OG not only has great financial insight, it's laid back with humor too.
Joe talks with Stacking Deeds co-host Crystal Hammond.
I've always been a fan of nosy neighbors. I want nosy neighbors. They can tell you what's going on 10 times faster than you would know.
Again, what's she talking about, Doug?
Really?
We're repairing neighborhoods, but then we're into nosy neighbors. And
yeah, that's a career off of that.
Find out more by searching the Stacking Benjamins podcast, wherever you listen.
Get an inside look at Hollywood with Michael Rosenbaum.
Let's get inside of my father, John Glover. You know, we watched Talkville, and most of these episodes I never saw.
I didn't watch the show.
You never once saw yourself on Smallville.
In the beginning, I used to look at myself all the time and love to. And then as I get older, I stopped.
Why is that?
I don't know. Maybe because I'm older.
I was going to talk to you about that because you're 79.
Yeah.
How old do you feel?
11.
Inside of You with Michael Rosenbaum, wherever you listen.
So I tell Mark Norman and Shane Gillis, my two openers.
Yes.
I say, hey, we're doing the Mullet Arena. We'll do two shows. We do one show Saturday night. Sells out at Friday. Sells out at Wednesday, at Thursday. Doing four shows. Guys, it's a little treat. Super Bowl tickets on me. Good seats. $125,000.
Well, you're going for the primo. If you're
I didn't know. My wife called and she goes, they just took $125,000 out of our account. Is something going on? Do you need to talk to me about something? Are you going to South Africa for a month? I was like, no, we're going to the Super Bowl. I don't even like either of the teams. This is the rub.
Oh, no.
They don't tell you your seats until Friday.
Get out of here.
You don't know where you're sitting. I don't even know who I gave the money to.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know. My manager just goes, I need $125,000. And I gave it to him. I feel like Bernie Madoff's client. Like, I'm just sitting there going, so you think Bitcoin's going to really do well? I hope this money turns out. Matt Damon said we're cool. I heard Tom Brady's involved. This should be a win-win, Rob.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing so hard and crying.
I don't even know who I don't even know when I get my ticket.
It's the greatest heist ever.
My hands are so but I still limp.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Oh, if I have bad seats, I'm going to be living. I hate the Super Bowl. I'm going to be rooting against both teams.
Oh, my God. By the way, Bert looks great now. Did you see his latest?
Yeah. Shredded.
He's about looks terrific. Way to go, Bert.
Looking like Mike Yoke.
Oh, love him. Back on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Boy, we've had a journey today, huh?
Stavi's calendar is...
You're right.
It's not appropriate to say the months.
I couldn't say the months' names, and I couldn't show any of the photographs.
Yeah, literally. Well, you could have showed this July,
no,
I think.
No, July was the only one.
Horny July. Yes. That was the only one we could say.
Nate in Denver, Colorado has been hanging on for a while. What's up, Nate?
Hey, Rich, how's it going?
I'm fine. What's on your mind?
Well, you all have been talking a lot about the Florida State thing, which makes a lot of sense. And I don't know how I feel about it, really. I mean, you feel terrible for the players, terrible for the coaches, et cetera. But the argument that, well, what if the NFL did this, right? What if the NFL had a committee and they picked who went to the playoffs and all those sort of things? Am I wrong to make the connection that, you know, on a smaller scale, they kind of do with game flexing, right? I mean, Sunday night football, Monday night football, America's game of the week that always seems to be in Texas. That's the equivalent, right, on a much smaller scale of the NFL and the TV partners coming together and saying, you know, maybe the Giants at Cardinals will be a fantastic game, but we doubt it. So instead, what we're going to do is we're going to put on a better game. And that is what the College Football Playoff Committee essentially is tasked to do, right? Like, yes, maybe the Giants and the Cardinals turns into a great game. Unlikely. So instead, what happens is they pick a better game, which is what the College Football Playoff has to do.
Well, Nate, I love the analogy. Let's sound this out a little bit here. It's a great analogy, but I don't know if you can say you can pair flex scheduling with the College Football Playoff Committee did, because I guess it's the mother of all flexes that they just threw on Florida State. You know what I mean? And then the other phrase that they flex their muscles and kicking them out. The games are still played in the NFL. It's just in front of a different audience. But I understand that you're comparing the flex scheduling of the NFL to what the College Football Playoff Committee did, because they're both done to make sure the television audience is the most important metric that they're entertained. Right?
Yeah. That's the comparison that I'm making, because essentially what the College Football Playoff was tasked to do was to make sure that when my wife says, hey, I want to do this on New Year's Day, I have a reason to say, I can't do that. Michigan's playing Florida State. That's a tough argument.
Oh, so she's going right? to what? Dude, she's going to come and she's going to throw stuff at you about, like, you know, cupcake scheduling? Well, hey, Michigan had a cupcake schedule, so, you know, take out the garbage. Is that what you're saying? Nate, your mom.
Yeah, well, the garbage I could do in one of the 10,000 commercial breaks.
Look
so
at
that
you.
One is not as bad.
Nice.
But it's more
Nate bringing
like
the heat.
Leaving
on,
the
Nate.
House, right? It's an easier for me to make the argument, hey, Alabama, Michigan.
Yeah, honey,
right?
Look at the screen. I can't leave. We can't do anything. I got
to
sit my ass on this couch all day.
Somebody has to watch this game.
Exactly. Nate in Denver, everybody. Yeah. Round of applause for Nate. That's
well
a.
Done.
We,
yeah,
if sure. we racked people, we would rack him.
Rack him.
Rack him.
Put him in a calendar.
I think we should do that.
Okay. I do want to do this tomorrow, though.
You do want – now, what do you – so you mentioned this idea before.
Yeah.
So we can't do four, right?
Why? That's the four.
Yeah, we got to do four.
No, I think what you do is don't right. you – we rank each conference – because the four in the NFC, if we – again, we now actually have to explain it to those who are now
yes, –
who
yes,
were not
yes,
privy
yes.
to our conversation earlier. You suggested we – actually
we act as our own committee, NFL playoff committee,
right?
And the four of us make our four teams. What is our four team playoff? What is yours? What is mine? What is Mike's? What
but
is
the
TJ's?
NFC is simple. The NFC South team would be out and the NFC East second place team would be in.
Rich, it doesn't have to be by conference. We're talking four best teams in the NFL.
So you're now mixing the conferences
is your
into four
NFL playoffs.
Ah,
yeah.
I thought we were going to do NFC and AFC.
No. Who's your one seed? Who's your two seed?
So like
who's
I
your
said
three?
The
What's
other
the
day
matchup?
To open the show when I said we should just pick four teams so no one else gets hurt. Once Trevor Lawrence went down.
Okay.
You know,
let's do the four. We'll do the... Is it an RAS Consulting production? Is
sure.
that what it is?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So do we
each do?
Yes, and I
all four of us do it, and then what we mash it together, and
no,
out comes.
I think we present it and then explain our case, and I guarantee we're going to have four different foursomes.
Yeah.
I don't know if we will.
I think we will.
Now, excuse me. Do we do it the way that I say that the College Football Playoff Committee
Rich,
should have done it?
It's your own. It's your, yeah, your own committee. You are your own committee.
What so we it? Are not taking into account television matchups.
You may not.
I might.
Mike might. Maybe TJ does it.
TJ, what
know.
Will your metric be? You're the only one that really hasn't spoken out. Spoken out. I mean, on this subject matter.
I was the one who said we should do this.
No. Not the idea about what the college
teams are.
Like, I already know those two jamokes over there who sell their tickets to anybody who wants to root against the Rams so they could make some money rather than actually having to fight the battle, the traffic, and show up
gross
and actually support their team and let everyone know whose house it is.
Rams house.
So
what's your question?
You have not stated what the College Football Playoff Committee has done, so I would understand going into tomorrow what you might actually do.
Well, you know,
when
I'm
you're
a
putting
Florida
the four
State
teams
fan,
in.
So I feel like they should. And I've said they. I feel like they should have been in. Well,
who should have been out?
Probably Bama.
Not probably. You got to make a choice.
Well, they had the best win of the whole season. How are you going to put them out?
Then what? I mean, a team went 13-0 for what? What was the point?
Mm.
They beat everyone in front of them.
So then we'll do this tomorrow. That'll be great. In the meantime,
I think it'll be fun.
By the way, RES Consulting Unite.
Love it.
Are you ready to unite?
Well, it depends.
Ankle Watch is back.
Because
Trevor Lawrence has appeared.
Here we go.
Trevor Lawrence has appeared at a press conference today without his walking boot. Look at that right there.
There he is.
It's wrapped. It's wrapped. It's wrapped, but it's open-toed.
I mean, with sandals,
that's a choice. There's no support.
Huh?
There's no support. Look at him in sandals. I'm going sandals, open toe.
Well, sandals are probably more comfortable.
I understand that, but don't you think you would need some sort of support on the side if he's wobbly?
Other
than some sort of a wrap? It's just a simple wrap and an open toe sandal?
Hey, don't underestimate the power of an ace bandage, Rich.
That is significant. That's a choice. All right, now let's hear from him. Let's hear. Here he is.
I feel a lot better. I feel really, you know, I feel a lot better than I would have thought I'd feel. You know, I'm very fortunate. I'm thankful that it wasn't a worse injury, you know, than what I kind of thought it was on the field. So I'm thankful for that, you know, just some flexibility. You know, Will, my guy in the weight room that trains me and stuff, is doing a good job. Needs a raise or something.
Do you think it was broken when you were on the field?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know obviously what it was, but I was kind of concerned. You know, I kind of felt something down in my leg or my ankle, and was definitely concerned about that, and then obviously trying to get up and had some pain there. So yeah, I was concerned that it was worse, and thankful that it wasn't. You know, made it out cleaner than I probably should have. So yeah.
And for our radio audience, he moved around, like he bent over the other way, so he's being able to move his weight around during that conversation. I'm feeling very confident. Ankle watch watchers, this reminds me of Mahomes.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we'll get video of him just hopping down off the riser.
Remember that?
All of a sudden, look at him. And by the way, he also confirmed he turned the cart down. He said, no cart for me.
No cart. No
he's
cart.
He gutted it out.
No cart.
He gutted it out. He's got no boot. He's got a wrap. He's the only guy going open-toed sandals. I'm feeling good, Jacksonville fans. I'm feeling really good.
The cart thing was wild because, you know, Florida's got a lot of those.
They do.
So
I know they're all over the place there in Duval.
All over the place.
Hey, Jaguars fans. We say thumbs up, and we're the experts.
You loved Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now get to know her on Give Them Lala.
I don't know that I would call it respect that I have for Sandoval, but the world hated him. He still went out, performed shows with his head held high. He showed up to the reunion when we all were going after him. Like, he didn't skip a beat. The way he's handling it, if I were in his position, and I said it straight up to the entire audience, thousands of people, I would tell you all to and the room was dead.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.